Amen. Congregation may be seated.
Three children of the Bible endeavor to do this without us wasting time here. This is a very important thing. We do communion at our church four times a year. We recognize the body that was broken, the blood that was shed. It's one of the two of the ordinances that God told us to perform in the New Testament. One was baptism by immersion for those who are believers, so we call it believer's baptism. The other is the Lord's Supper. We believe in a symbolic representation of the body and the blood that was broken and the blood that was shed for us. None of these magically become anything else. This is a remembrance of his body. This is a remembrance of his blood. This doesn't become body and blood. So it's very important. If anyone has any misconceptions of that, you may still participate and just talk to me afterwards and be glad to talk to you about that. So as we do this, we remember the cross. We remember what God has done for us in the past, what he's done for us in the present, and what he's going to do for us in the future. And that's how we look at communion. There's a passage of scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Alluded to a little bit earlier this morning, it's a passage in which the supper was being taken advantage of and used inappropriately. And so the Apostle Paul speaks to those of the Corinthian church and shares with them that this should be done in the rightness of heart. And then he says these words, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take ye, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together and remember what you have done for us. As we look at our lives and see what we're doing now and what we've done in our past, we thank you for so graciously allowing us the opportunity to accept Jesus as our Savior and to come back to fellowship with you. We thank you for this in Christ's name. Amen.
Please.
takes a break and said, take heed, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And at the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood, because do ye as often drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. And Michael, would you pray for us?
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings that you've given us in our life, Lord. We ask you look at us, mold us and shape us into what you would have us be. Help us grow, Lord, and the Word. Help us teach our families, our children. Help us be pillars in our community, Lord. We just ask you to watch over us and give us strength to make the right decisions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And the Bible continues to read, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood, just to be offered as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and take this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come again. Amen. Amen. The body and blood was broken and shed for us. It's an amazing thing. We'll never really understand what it means till we get to heaven. I mean, the song Amazing Grace is one of the best songs I've ever penned. And we can't even comprehend what God did for us, and yet we try to do our best by thanking him for the best we can. In the midst of the heat of the worst moments you have today, when you want to beat someone half to death or something else, just remember the grace of God extended towards us. It may temper us a little bit. When we become so distempered with others, it's hard to remember what God puts up with us. And there's nothing a human being can't do to us that God can't take care of, that's for sure. Well, let's all stand at this time, if you would. A good crowd today. Thanks for being at the Union Church. Appreciate that. We do have Bible study tonight at 5 o'clock downstairs. You're more than welcome to come and visit. If you can't make it tonight, we'll have church next week at the same time, 10:30-ish. And then we will have a meal afterwards and then a meeting to follow around Flemish. Nice having you all here. And Marvin, would you close in person?
Father, we thank you for this day, for this gathering, for your love. And most of all, for your Son who came down, was suffered, crucified, dead and buried, and rose again from the dead to redeem us if we would only believe and call on his name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Nice work, Deacons.